And we're going to now turn the call over to Pastor Vanessa. Will you please lead us and do what you do on the Tuesday mornings to get us started? Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, woman of God. We so appreciate you getting the people spiritually seated and ready to be blessed by the word of God. Greetings again. This is Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, excited about another day, a Tuesday that we've never seen before. We're just excited because God is on the throne, and he is the head of our lives on this tremendous Tuesday. Miss Willa, again, Minister, we thank you for greeting the people of God, and we're excited that as each and every day we've been allowed the opportunity to have a platform and a place where you can come and hear and receive the word of God. When Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself began this journey to have this call, the Lord gave us this, as we always say, our mission and our mandate to have the responsibility and the honor, because I consider it an honor, to bring you men and women of God who speak and minister and teach and preach, thus said the word of God, because we understand it's not our opinions that destroy yokes. It's only the word of God that destroys the yokes and sets the captives free. And our mission statement reads that we are called to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So each and every Monday through Friday, as we begin our day on this call, this is always a place that is designed and designated by God to enrich your lives through the word of God, to enhance your lives, open up your eyes of faith so you see the possibilities in Jesus, and empower you because the word of God, inherent in its character and nature, gives us the exousia authority and the dunamis power to go out and change our world and to be God's ministers in the marketplace. The scripture that the Lord has given us for this journey can be found in Psalms 88:13. And that 13th verse of Psalms 88 reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So each and every morning as we cry out, as we lift up the name of Jesus, as we exalt and magnify his name, he has been so faithful each and every morning to show up and show out in our lives and on this call. And we praise God for you, the TMC, the Master's Call family, being a part of this journey. We do have a website that we always invite you to go and visit, where we have a chronicle, an archive, and for those of us who see ourselves with that mindset of a battle for the victory, it's an arsenal of tools with the word of God, of messages that you can click on, the different links, and any time you would like to listen to the word of God, and we encourage you to also pass that along, share it with others, that there's a place, there's a platform where there is nothing but messages that glorify our Lord and Savior. And that website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and avail yourself to the many messages. And also there's an email there. And that email is because we also have an assignment from the very beginning of this call that we take so seriously and we're so humbled and honored, which is to pray. You know, Luke 18:1 says that we all ought to pray. But there are some of us who know that that's our specific assignment, as I call the foot soldiers, the frontline warriors, to bombard heaven with the word of God, destroying the yokes and setting the captives free, through pressing in and pray, to pray until something happens, which is our breakthrough. So we encourage you to send your prayer requests to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and we will consider it an honor to pray. We're always looking for those who want to pray to be a part of our prayer warrior group. We're not an elitist club. We're just a bunch of people who love Jesus and love to see the devil's head stomped. And we encourage you to be a part of our group of prayer warriors. If you are interested, please email us at, again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and our prayer general, Minister Amber, will get back with you. We are yoked together because of a very special, I call it a cross-section in destiny, through Artists International that God brought into many of our lives. And again, over 2 years ago, the Lord yoked Dr. PK and I through a call, a morning call, and it was a platform and a place, again, where the Word of God went forth for Artists International. And we lift up the Diaz, the De Leon family, a Christian family over 22 years ago, which started their journey, and we are the benefactors today. So all of the artist distributors on the line, we thank you and encourage you to let other artist distributors know we're there. And please visit your back office and keep in prayer all the many activities. There's some maybe a meeting going on out in California, Los Angeles. I know Godmother, we are praying for her traveling mercies out there, for the meeting to be off the hook in Jesus' name, and lifting up all the leadership and just asking that God have his way there for their artist meeting as part of the I Am tour out in Los Angeles. And we are asking you could lift up all of our leadership. And I always say, from the Platinums and the Home Office all the way down to the advisor who joined last night, we're all precious in God's sight. So we're asking you to avail yourself and read in your back office of the many different activities and products. You want to be a product of the product, because it is about health. It leads to our generational wealth. And for those of you on the line who are not a part of Artists, we ask you to get back with the person who invited you to the call. And you are also very welcome to be a part of our TMC family. So at this time, we're going to have our opening prayer, and we're going to ask Minister Willa, and she will come back on the line and lead us in prayer.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Praise the Lord. Isaiah 54 says, "The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned." Father God, we come this morning but bow down before you to worship you. We kneel because you are the Lord, our maker. For you are God, and we are the people of your pasture. We are your flock who are under your care. And so we thank you that you are such a wonderful shepherd to us, that you take care of your sheep, O Lord. We thank and praise you, for you are the great I Am. You are our God. You are our Savior. You are our deliverer. You are our friend. We thank you, Lord. Father God, we ask that you forgive us of our sins this morning and help us to be like you in our thoughts, in our words, in our deeds, in our actions, oh God. Father, as we were on the call this morning, we thank you that we even had a praise report in Tiffany's belly that we look forward to hearing later on. That's the power of prayer. We thank you, Lord, that two prayer requests had come before us this morning for Tonya Howard, who has been diagnosed with breast cancer, which we will lift her up more later on, and for Queen, who's going into surgery, oh Lord, we will lift that up as well until for tomorrow. But right now, Lord, we thank and praise you for the opportunity to come together as your people, because when you told us when two or more are gathered in your name, we are in the midst, and you say, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Father, we lift up Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh Lord, for their diligence and their obedience to this call. Now, Lord, continue to be with Dr. P.K. Robbins as she goes through the new transition. She goes not alone, oh, Lord, for we know that she has you and the love of the people around her and all of us. Father, we thank and praise you for Artists International, the reason why we are here and knitted together. Continue to be with Papa D.S. De Leon, Lord, and the entire family. Order their footsteps. Be that lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path. And now, Father, be with each and every person who has joined us this morning. Father, that they hear a rhema word, a ready word, oh God, that their hearts are already ready to receive it, that they may go out and that we may go out and share the words that we hear this morning. Oh Father, we thank and praise you for our speaker, Pastor Chuck Brown. Continue to order his footsteps. We thank you for the word that you have downloaded in his belly for this morning, that he will deliver it with power, oh God, that our lives will be transformed. And now we speak to the airwaves in Jesus' name. We command, oh God, your power over the airwaves, that it is clear, clear transmission, unhindered, unchecked by any outside force, for you have given us that power and that authority. And we call it done, and we seal it all with the blood of Jesus. In your name, amen. Father, Pastor Vanessa, back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for strategically assigning the heavens to line up and clear transmission of the word of God. Well, this is our Tuesday morning call, and we have with us from Chicago a woman of God who is not a stranger to this call and always brings a powerful word of God. She's our evangelist of evangelists, and I'm going to get out of the way for the next 15 minutes. We will be blessed by evangelist Gwen Beatty, who we all know has a frontline ministry there in the heart of Chicago, dealing, as she calls, as the director of the Winning Circle, specializing in financial literacy, urban agricultural sustainability, and preparedness training workshops. And she's all about stopping the devil's head and setting the captives free. So we want to, at this time, open our hearts, our spirits, our minds, have our notebooks and our Bibles ready for none other than evangelist Gwen Beatty. The floor is yours.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Loud and clear. Take it away. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning to my father's children and to this wonderful, wonderful family, my artist family, and, of course, to Dr. Vanessa, who definitely is a frontline soldier for Jesus on fire. And I thank God for her life, Dr. PK, and all of the awesome speakers before me. I am just basking in the goodness and the mercies of God this morning. Everybody ought to just shout, thank you, Jesus, for this morning. For I'm going to be talking just a little bit to you to encourage your hearts this morning as we go before the Lord. We thank God for that powerful word of prayer that was set up before us. And now the word that I leave with you for the next few minutes is, it's time to go forward. I want to speak a word of hope just to the people of God this morning to encourage you. If you have your Bibles open, we're going to get right into the word in chapter 14 of Exodus, coming from verse 10. That's Exodus 14 and 10 give you opportunity to sit in the word as the first verse, the 10th verse through the 16th verse. Quickly I'll read. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. That's a real thing. People are so afraid, as I heard my sister pray this morning. I don't care what's on you. You can be so afraid. I know we walk, we talk, and we are not scared, as the sayings go, but the children of Israel, I'm talking about them, they were so afraid. And the children of Israel, they did the right thing, though. They cried out unto the Lord. This morning, I thank her for crying out to the Lord for us and with us unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? And you know, sometimes, you know, the children of Israel got caught up as they were moving forth, and their faith got weak, and this is why they were crying. Sometimes people are crying. Men and women are crying over situations. But as they were crying, They blamed Moses that they were going to die. Watch what's happening to your faith when you're going through a wilderness time. When, wherefore, we're still in the 11th verse, has thou dealt with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? You're moving, you're coming out, but you're crying. The 12th verse says, is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians. Now they want to go back. They want Moses to leave them alone. For it has been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. You're not going to die. It just feels like some of these situations are dying. A lot of times people want to go to new dimensions in God. But to go to new dimensions, just look at that word die, D-I. That is, in the dimensions, you have to die as you go through new dimensions. And when you're in your wilderness experience, you're really going through another dimension that you might not see. But I want you to believe that God is doing something while you're in your wilderness experience, as he was with the Egyptians. But verse 13 says, and Moses said unto the people, fear not. Oh, that's a powerful word. A lot of times you have to speak to your spirit. Fear not and stand still. And the next few words are so strong. See the salvation of the Lord. Don't see your situation, but it's time now for us to see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. I hope you see that in your word. He said he's going to show it to you today, not tomorrow, not last week, not the past. I know we have a track record with God, but the prophet is saying, see the salvation of the Lord today. As we lifted up our eyes this morning, there was a new salvation for today. And I want you to look at your today's salvation, for the Lord is with you. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see no more. For if you look to God, you won't see the fear. You won't see the Egyptians. You won't see cancer. You won't see all of the things my sister was praying for, surgery. Your eyes will see victory when you wake up. But you must see the salvation of the Lord. For in him is yea and amen. For the next verse is where I want to go to, because I want you to see what happened. The children of Israel was crying unto the Lord, let us alone, Moses. And Moses responded to them, stand still and see the salvation. And now let's hear what the Lord says. It says, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. So this morning, I want you to remember that the Lord shall fight for you. For you shall hold your peace for what you think. For the Bible says that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His mind is high, as high as the heavens is from the earth. You do not think like God. For God is doing something. For the Lord says to Moses, I'm getting excited here. This word is getting me. 14 says, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And 15 says, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. And that's where I'm going this morning. God spoke. This is what we want to hear. What did the Lord say? It is time to go forward. So in this hour, I want you to go forward in the things of God. For God is doing something, people of God. For God is doing something behind the scenes, as you're sitting in the seat of opportunity. God has full glory experiences for us. If we exist into the things of God, God wants to show us a salvation that we would not get stuck just because you might be looking at things in this economy. One thing I love about artists, they took a stand. You hear a lot of the people who are working the system, they're saying, we are not going to cooperate with the economy, but we're going to cooperate with prosperity in God. For in him it is yea and amen. So in this day and hour, I want you to drive to your success in everything in God. Do it with excitement. Do it with passion. For you are designed to survive any frustration when you see the salvation of the Lord. For you can't get stuck in this hour, for it's time to go forth. I want to speak hope to each of you on this line to stand in the power of God. No matter what is going up, nor your victories, they are achievements in God, that each of you can be a powerhouse in the midst of a powerless generation. But God will fight for you. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. For every step is an step for you to experience God through your praise, through your prayer, through your expectation. For what God has promised, he shall surely bring it to pass. So this morning, I want you to know that God is able all by himself. He just needs you to cooperate. For he never intended for the children of Israel to spend all of that time going through the wilderness. So I want you to know, don't hang around too long and spend too much time where you shouldn't be. For you just passing through. For God will make you move so that you can have movement in Christ and get the momentum in this life that you need. So this morning I want to encourage each one of you. It is time to go forward. I lose hope, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost upon each and every last one of you as you seek in high places with Christ. Know that your deliverer draws nigh. I pray a blessing upon you that you will go forth today in power, glory, might, and the anointing. And remember, God will fight for us. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist, because we often have to be reminded that it is time to go forward. I got some awesome nuggets from that this morning about to die, but we all must die when we're going or transitioning to our new dimension, and you spoke to our hearts not to fear. We're not going to cooperate with this economy, but with the prosperity of God. For some of us who've been writing in with financial requests, that's a word, not to be moved by this economy, that we're not part of this recession, but we're part of the prosperity of God, and to stand still with that spirit of expectation. I was studying that word yesterday about expectation in God. So thank you for that awesome word in God. And that gives plenty of time to spend the quality time now to pray and to birth those things and to remind us as we push forward in the spirit that God is always a way maker out of no way. So Ms. Minister Robin, going to ask you to come forward as we thank again Evangelist Gwen for that awesome word, and let us spend a time in prayer and intercession. Minister Robin, the floor is yours.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sadie, for that powerful word. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord God, and we just thank you for who you are, Lord, for you are our God. We will not fear, Lord, because you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Father God, we know that these battles, they're not ours, Lord. This battle belongs to you. You said you would fight for us, so we will continue to stand on your word. We will continue to see the salvation of the Lord. Father God, you are the great physician. You sent healing through your son Jesus. He healed us. He sent his word, and you said healing belongs to your children. Lord, you said everything that has a name bows to the authority of Jesus. Cancer has a name. Aneurysms has a name, Father God. It all must bow in the name of Jesus. Stroke has a name, Father God. And you said anything that tries to exalt itself above the name of Jesus will be defeated. So sickness has no place on your people, Father. You are the great physician. I speak right now, Father God, to your child, Father. I speak peace over you in Jesus' name. The Lord is with you. No weapon formed against you can prosper in the name of Jesus. As you go forward to have this surgery tomorrow, I thank you that you have favor with the physicians, with the anesthesiologists, with the nurses. I thank you that they will be able to do all that God has said to do, nothing more or nothing less in the name of Jesus. He is your shalom. He is your peace. I speak peace over your family in the name of Jesus. Tumors must go in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that your people are strong in you and in the power of your might. We are not in this world, Father. We're in this world, but not of this world, Father. So we're not going to be moved by this economy because you are Jehovah Jireh. You supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus. So we cooperate and we participate in your economy, the prosperity of God, not the world's economy, Lord. So we have tasted and we see that you're good. And we will bless you. We will trust you. We honor you. We give thanks to you because your mercy endures forever. And you are great. You are good. And we honor you. We thank you for your word that's not going to return void, Father. Every prayer request that has gone forward, your word has gone forward, Father. Your word will not return void. Your word is going to accomplish every single thing that we prayed and continue to pray in the name of Jesus. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, as we lift up these prayer requests and continue to stand in the gap and make up the hedge, and we have that spirit of expectation and anticipation that our God hears and answers our prayers. And as Minister Robin just said, his word, according to Isaiah 55 and in that 11th verse, it does not return void. So we stand firmly on his word, knowing that each and every prayer request, God heard it, God answers, and God will move in our behalf. Again, we thank you, Evangelist Beatty, for reminding us that we are to continue to move forward, and we won't get stuck. We won't get stuck in a place where God has not ordained us, but we'll keep moving toward our promise, toward our purpose, and toward our destiny. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for opening us up in prayer. And we just praise God for this entire team that has just been there and doing what we love to do, which is to lift up the name of Jesus. So to our entire Master's Call family, we speak the blessings of the Lord on you. And we know that as we go out through this day, as we always end each and every call, that now it's our turn, your turn, my turn, to submit and obey to the call, the Master's call on our life. Just like every fingerprint is different, like every snowflake is different, everyone's call is different, but we have each a call from the Master, and we want to walk out and fulfill our commission to go out and be his ministers in the marketplace, his kingdom builders. Have an awesome day in Christ, and we look forward to hearing Pastor Chuck tomorrow on this call, this station, and invite others to join us, because this is a place on the Master's Call where Jesus Christ is Lord. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.